emotional today.
New from Joyce Meyer, available now wherever books are sold or visit us online at joycemeyer.org. Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
CARCOM Incorporated is a WCNO corporate sponsor serving community organizations, state and local governments, and small businesses since 1981. CARCOM operates analog and Kenwood Next Edge digital radio systems and is the original authorized Kenwood land mobile radio dealer in Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. Whether you need job site radios, event rentals, or a fleet of mobiles on an area-wide system, CARCOM has equipment to meet your need and fit your budget. CARCOM, available today at 800-734-3609 to discuss your needs.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
When you have a brush with death, or when you have a brush with something, you say, I ain't never going there no more. Thank you, Jesus. You come to church and give Him praise now. How much more God gonna keep you now? If He kept you then, what about now? Hallelujah. So I remind myself sometimes, and I remind the Lord, Lord, You have always kept me. I remember when I was drugging. I remember when they tried to give me some overdose on some drug. And I thought it was just wit. Street smart. It was God. Hello? I ain't no fool. I know who it was. Devil tried to make some of y'all lose your mind. Hello? Try to take you out early. Look at somebody and say, but God. Look at somebody and say, but God. And see, that God that was on the outside working for you is now on the inside. Now on the inside. Now all He needs is your cooperation. Your yieldedness. He wants you to listen. And He ain't always telling you no hard stuff to do. No stuff you don't want to do. Troubling you. No, the commandments of the Lord are not grievous. God ain't out to grieve you all the time. God want to speak life to you. Want to speak prosperity to you. Want to speak health to you. Want to show you the way. Show you the path of life. Amen. It's within us. The instrument is there. The compass is there. The light is there. See, all kingdoms have one major thing in mind, and that is rule. That's why you want to rule. Come on, look at that. That's why you want to rule. Because the kingdom's within you. How about you want to be in charge? Tell everybody what to do? Amen. It's in all of us. You know, now there are levels and measures and dimensions of humility, but innate in us is that dominion gene to dominate your circumstances. Not necessarily to dominate people. We get along with people. You know, it's twisted when somebody just want to dominate everybody. That's twisted. They're insecure about stuff. But everybody wants to dominate their circumstance. Whatever measure or portion of life that you have, you want to dominate that. You don't want to be dominated by it. Hello? Come on, it got quiet in here. I said, you don't want to be dominated. But you don't want to be dominated by lack and insufficiency, bad health. Amen. Folk ruling over you with an iron fist, always treating you cruel. None of you want dominion over situations like that. Amen. Well, you have to first begin to govern through the instrument of the kingdom from within. You see, the principles of the kingdom are different than the principles of the world, because see, the world got it twisted because it lives off the principles of Satan. Well, let me say it this way. In the world, do unto others before they do unto you. Get all you can while you can. Any way you can. That's the way of the world. Amen. But the way of the kingdom is different. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Amen. You want to be first, be last, or be servant of all. You get caught up in the world. See, that's why we can't get caught up in the world and in the world's mindset. The princes of the world take dominion. They take dominion over people. He said, in the kingdom, it's not so. He said, let the greatest among you be a servant. Be willing to serve. Esteem one another. How about that's a challenge sometimes? Especially when God start anointing you in something or blessing you in something. But that's the time you get real low. The higher up you get, the lower you get. And you'll find that God deals with you differently. As he causes you to, he'll deal with you differently. Yes, he will. And you can handle, you can take how he deals with you. Because he won't deal with you the same as when you're not in a place of influence. The more place of influence you get into, the more God's going to require of you. He's not going to put hard bondage on you, no, but he's going to require of you. In other words, you become a steward and you're going to have to represent him well. Amen. How many know athletes, celebrities, they're under the microscope. They're under the magnifying glass. Every move they make, people taking pictures, paparazzi, all kind of stuff. Now God is wanting to know, can you stand to be blessed? Come on. See, so he takes you through the rigors of a whole lot of things when you don't have much. You went, oh, Lord, why about you? God's preparing you for something. So that when he does raise you up, you can stand. It's not foreign to you. You're not afraid. You're not going to run from it. You're not going to squander it. You'll handle it well. I like to say it this way. Early on, God let you do so much with so little for so long. You qualify. So much with so little for so long. Then you qualify. Come on. He'll keep you. Sometimes your head is just above the water. Sometimes you're eye level. You can't breathe. Sometimes you're looking at the fish. Then you bob up a little bit, and then it's back down there again. So much for so long with so little, then you just, all of a sudden you get buoyant. Now you're above the water. Now you're handling things. Why? God has allowed you. He's trained you. He's taught you. He's fashioned you. He shaped you for a purpose. All kingdoms are about rule. And mark this now. All kingdoms are about one thing, and that's increase. Tell somebody increase. That's why you want to increase. Now, the enemy tries to twist that stuff. And he tries to put the increase on just accumulating stuff. Now, greed. Greed is perverted. That's a perversion. It's not wrong to want. God put that motor in you. What? To increase. Adam's first responsibility. See, the first thing Adam was given was given an assignment. That was to till the garden, to expand the garden. Amen. To expand the garden till the whole earth was like the garden. And then it wasn't just relegated to the earth. Ultimately, it was relegated to the universe. See, of the increase of his government and rule, there's no end. And science will tell you, too, something about the universe that is always expanding. Only God's infinite mind can really comprehend that. But everything about God is about rulership and increase. You know what? He's given that kingdom is within us. Every kingdom is seeking to dominate some territory in the earth. Every kingdom. That's what wars are usually fought for land. Look at Israel. That's a prime piece of property. As a matter of fact, not too far gone, they feel like the Garden of Eden. You know, they've never really located it, but they believe that Eden was right under where the Dome of the Rock is. That was where Mount Moriah was, where Abraham offered Isaac, and it happens to be the very center of the earth. Yeah, it's amazing stats, but you Google that or look that up, but they feel like Eden was there. And you know, practically thinking, it makes sense. If I can say practically, but it makes sense. But there's a lot of people that have studied this for years and years, and they're believing that it was right there. Okay? So every kingdom is seeking to dominate a territory in the earth. Go with me to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 7. Matthew 24, verse 7. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. An interesting word there is the word against. Kingdom shall rise against kingdom. And that word against is the word epi, E-P-I, in the Greek. And it simply means to superimpose time, place, or position, or order. To superimpose time, place, or order. Kingdom shall rise against kingdom. We just talked about the kingdom of God in you is an instrument, right? And what does it do? It dictates time, place, and position, or order. So the kingdom of God within you, wherever you go, representing God, is looking to dictate, looking to superimpose the kingdom that is within you on whatever kingdom you encounter. That is, wherever you go, wherever your job is. Let's say if five of our families in this church moved into a really ghetto-infested or, you know, torn-down area, given maybe a year with what we understand and what we know and the declarations, proclamations that we, not going in there with a whole bunch of money, just with the spirit of what we carry, should superimpose something. In other words, should start changing that neighborhood. Come on, how many? That's the kingdom of God. And see, the kingdom of God is within us, wherever we go. But see, our enemy is very cunning with the first parents. Look at the lie he told them. Always remember, this was the lie he told them. He said, you shall not surely die. God knows in the day that you eat of this tree, you'll be like him. Now, the lie was this. They were already like him. How many times did the devil tell you, if you do this, or if you do that, if you pray just a little bit more? See, God ain't gonna bless you till you go to fasting some more, till you go to doing this. He's always telling you to add something to what you already are. And so he keeps a carrot out in front of you. And when you do all of that, you realize you're no closer than you were before, because you haven't really taken your position. That's the lie he's still feeding us today. If you do this, no, it's not about doing, it's about being. We are beings. When you learn to be, when you learn and begin to speak from a dimension of authority, from the kingdom of God within you, the devil knows, all right, he's going to try to avoid you now. He ain't going to be so quick to confront you. He's not going to be so quick. And you see this from time to time. You even probably have witnessed this in your own life. Times where stuff just came easy. No resistance. And just like you spoke it, boom, there it was. As the day star rises more and more in our heart, and the Spirit of God takes us over more and more in time, in this reality. See, we're already new creatures. All things are already all new. All things are already all of God. Hello? All old things have already all passed away. But it's a matter of us coming into the full realization of it.
We are continuing in our series entitled Dominion. Dominion in every domain. The kingdom of God within you is an instrument that dictates time, place, and position. The nature of his kingdom is to subdue everything around it. God is not content with being in a corner, and he desires his children to be first. His saints should reflect the dominion God has given them at all times. Psalms 34:19 states, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. The enemy may appear to win some battles, but we always win the war. We are world changers. Take dominion in every domain.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.